Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for it's our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, let us hear from you. Or maybe you have a Bible question. Maybe you have a Bible subject that you would like to submit, and let us have opportunity to study it on the program. Again, let us hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. It's in James chapter 2 and verse 1 that we read, "My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality." And that's reading from the New King James Version. The King James Version and the American Standard Version uses the phrase "with respect of persons" instead of "partiality." It's in the original text that actually this phrase, or at least part of the verse, is translated from two words. One meaning the face, countenance, or outward appearance, and the other word meaning to take hold of, to receive, to get, or to obtain. And really this is a Hebrew phrase. We know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And it could be understood to mean to receive the countenance. And what this does is it suggests the idea of favoring someone because of his or her appearance or his or her status. You know, the Bible has a great deal to say about this type of behavior. The scriptures are very clear in declaring that partiality is something that is never practiced by God. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 34, Peter came to Antioch to preach to a Gentile. And, we know, Peter himself was a Jew. There was no association between the Jew and the Gentile. So this made for a rather awkward arrangement, an awkward situation. But here's what Peter said in Acts chapter 10 and verse 34, when he came into Cornelius' house. He said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." And it's in Romans chapter 2 and verse 11, after that, the Apostle Paul warned the Roman brethren about hypocrisy, and in that chapter concerning the future judgment of everyone, that Paul makes this statement in verse 11 of Romans 2. "For there is no partiality with God." That's a simple statement, but it is a very profound statement. And it's later, when Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus by inspiration, in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 9, that Paul is instructing slaves and masters as to how that they should behave towards one another. And here's what verse 9 of Ephesians 6 says, "And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him." Later, when the Holy Spirit had Paul to write to the church at Colossae, it's in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 25, we find sort of a general warning about the fact that God's judgment is impartial. Notice what we read there in chapter 3, verse 25. But he who does wrong will be repaid for the wrong which he has done, and there is no partiality. And finally, Peter, he once again describes the character of God and makes the statement in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 17 that God is one who, without respect of persons, judges according to every man's work. You see, beyond the fact that God does not show respect of persons, the text in the book of James that we begin our study with by reading James chapter 2 and verse 1 is a really lengthy examination of this tendency. The most examination of it that we find anywhere else in the scriptures. So, immediately after that first verse that we quoted, which said, "My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality," James offers an example of partiality. Let's read that beginning in verse 2 of James chapter 2. "For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings in fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, 'You sit here in a good place,' and say to the poor man, 'You stand there,' or 'Sit here at my footstool,' have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" You can't get no clearer than that, can you? And the message is clear. It's sinful to give special treatment because of appearance, because of wealth, or because of status. You know, after offering this example, James makes two more statements about partiality. Notice verses 8 and 9 of James chapter 2. "If you really fulfill the law, the royal law, according to the scripture, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself,' you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors." See, the Holy Spirit declares very, very plainly, Christians should love their neighbor as themselves, and to show partiality is a violation of God's law. So now the question that needs to be asked and answered is, just how might we show partiality? Certainly one way to do that is by avoiding those that we view as unattractive, and yet being anxious to speak to those that we find attractive. That's certainly partiality on our part. Another way that we can show partiality is by acting with respect toward those with wealth and position, but we look down on those that have less money and are less prominent. That certainly is showing partiality. Another way is by judging somebody's character and ability based upon their race, and then overlooking the misdeeds of others who belong to our own race. That too is showing partiality. Another way that we can show partiality is by demonstrating great concern for those that we enjoy being with, but we ignore the hardships of those whose company is less enjoyable on our part. Friends, that truly is partiality. And also another example to answer this question of how can we show partiality is by praising the efforts of those with talent and ability and yet feeling embarrassed by the effects of those that are less capable. That truly is partiality. Another example is by assuming that someone is poor because of their own mismanagement, while assuming that the rich, they possess wise judgment. That is partiality, and a good example of it. Another example of showing partiality is by offering the best things to those that we like, but giving our leftovers to others. And then let's look at one more, and this is by no means all of the examples of partiality, but just hopefully enough to get us to thinking. You know, we can show partiality by assuming that all people of a different background will act a certain way. And because of this, we refuse to associate with those that are different from us and feeling resentment while it is that we're in their presence. Friends, that, too, is partiality. I want us to go back to Romans chapter 2. And I want us to look at some verses in that chapter, since we're talking about partiality and how that it is not an attribute of God. And talk about something that all of us, every one of us, nobody being the exception, is going to be involved in, and that is the judgment day. That's what we're reading about here in Romans chapter 2, because it says in verse 2, "But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things." He just finished chapter 1 talking about all of the things that people do when they no longer like to retain God in their knowledge. That they worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator. And all manner of things are guilty of their doing, because these type of people, God has given them over to a reprobate mind to do the things that are not convenient. So it's in that context that we see it continuing in chapter 2, that verse 2 says, "For we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things." So first of all, we see in this verse concerning judgment is there is to be a standard. And that standard is not the society that we live in whatever particular time that we might have lived on this earth. That's not the standard. Nor is the standard what my thinking, your thinking, or anybody else's thinking is on a matter. It's not what a preacher says. It's not what a pope says. It's not what anybody says. That's not going to be the standard by which we're going to be judged come judgment day. Verse 2 clearly shows that truth is the standard. And we know from what the prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17:17, that God's word is truth. That's going to be the standard. Then in verse 6 of Romans 2, "Who will render to every man according to his deeds." So there is going to be what is going to be put up against the standard, the truth, is our deeds. And you know, we have religious people running along everywhere that, well, your works don't save you. Well, friends, your works can condemn you, because those are going to be the very thing that's going to be the basis by which we're going to be judged. Is our deeds in accordance to truth of God's word? They need to be, they ought to be, they must be, if we're going to be able to survive judgment. But then let's look also at verse 11. "For there is no respect of persons with God." That's one thing we can be assured of in the judgment day. We're not going to have a lawyer. We're not going to have anybody to find a loophole for us. We're going to be standing before a God that cannot be biased, prejudiced, or bought. There is no respect of person. And then in verse 16, "In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel." So there we see that even the secrets that we've kept all of our lives will be made known. Friends, let's too be without respect of person. Thank you for listening. We hope that you tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day and return you now to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.